صباح الخير سيداتي والسادة، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you very much for giving me the floor. May the peace of God be with you. I bring you greetings, and in fact, greetings is part of every religion. It lies at the very basis of liberty. I belong to a legal NGO. We come from Egypt, and we have an observer status with this committee. Now, non-violence in the Psalms of David, it is said, I cry to you, Lord, I let my voice be heard, and if I ask for your help, then I raise my hand, and you will not see me amongst one of the sinners. I am one of those who strive for peace. And in the Gospels as well, it is said that I limit evil and I do good. I try and strive for peace. And in the Quran too, it says, you who thought that you were working for peace and you do not follow the demon, because that works against everyone. There is no voice for peace, because peace is the voice. Ladies and gentlemen, I would recommend that you take courage in your hands and face a problem which will never be solved if we simply flee it and avoid it. You will never find peace if you impose situations which simply perpetuate a vicious circle. When it comes to the rights of Palestinians, nobody will ever be happy if the other side is suffering. The straight way ahead is the shortest route in order to face the Palestinian problem and bring about peace. Each state must respect its borders, the good borders, the right borders, before reaching peace, which is strengthened by sustainable development. Now, this requires a certain number of measures. After the 1949 Geneva Convention and its second protocol of 1977, which left parcels of land which have been called occupied territories and whose fate is still undetermined, well, the attempt at the time was to seek the status quo for these territories. And this prevented the deportation or transfer of those persons living in these occupied territories. But this is something that has not been respected by Israel. So the very first step towards peace is to return to the borders of 1967 to establish a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. And the second step is to unite the Palestinian factions under one single banner and one force speaking on behalf of the Palestinians. The practical measures will be settled when it comes to the final statutes for the two states with international guarantees. And fourthly, each state makes a commitment to respect the United Nations Charter and makes a commitment to settle any dispute by peaceful means. And finally, we very much hope that this conference will adopt recommendations which are likely to yield results. After Stockholm, this is a conference which is timely, and the committee is making considerable and praiseworthy efforts in a bid to find a peaceful solution. Once again, we exhort you to adopt recommendations calling on Israel to accept the idea of ensuring that East Jerusalem is the capital of a new Palestinian state.